That's unfortunate, because after going and signing up to a peaceful election, for you to be depicting that, I think is unfortunate. But again, that's the CDC. We know them. That's how they are. But Unity Party will never be drawn into that.
I want to ask you, Mr. Vice President, many Liberians are asking also, what are the chances that the opposition will do well, particularly when they say you all are bitterly divided?
Well, I don't know what to talk about divided. We don't believe so. We may not be working with certain people, but we do understand that there's democracy. But as far as the Unity Party collaboration is concerned, we are strong enough to be able to go into that election. We do hope in the future, if there's any reason to draw on people, that we all see the bigger picture and work together.
And that's what I want to ask you, because I just interviewed someone who is a vice presidential candidate from another party. I mentioned the division among the opposition, and that person suggested, well, don't worry, when time comes, we will come together. Is that possible?
Very much so, because, you know, I think the Liberians know the situation on the ground. They know very well that the Weah government is a no-go for Liberia. And I believe that's what will bring us together to make sure that Weah goes so that the country can begin to see improvement, growth, and a real plan for development.
But, Mr. Vice President, you are talking about an incumbent president. One would think that the opposition should be approaching this election united, not to wait until a second round. That's wishful thinking.
Well, we are not looking for a second round. We are saying in the event that happened, but I have never been the one looking for a second. We believe that we're going to election to make it one round. But we are saying the options are there, but one round is what Unity Party and our collaborators are looking for.
I want to ask you about Mr. Benani Uri. You and Mr. Benani Uri and Mr. Henry Costa were good friends. You fell out with Mr. Alexander Comis, now Uri and Costa. What is your view on these developments?
You say good friends. Maybe the word good may not be there anymore, but I don't let go friendship. I don't overlook it. But there are times in life that you have differences, and people go their way. You can't stop it. I was not the one who ran up from them. I made a decision that maybe was not acceptable to them, but again, it was my right to make a decision, and I made it.
Do you hold any grudge against any of these people?
Never, never. And I told them over and again, I reached out to them. I don't hold any grudge against anybody. Decisions are to be made, and they were made, and we made them to know the reason we made a decision. If they didn't agree with them, well, you know, they still have time to think over them, but it was in the best interest of our way forward.
Mr. Vice President, before I let you go, the issue of your health was splattered all over the world by Mr. Henry Costa, someone that you refer to as your son. How is your health?
Well, Henry Costa might be a doctor of another kind who can determine the health of people, but I'm moving around. And who should know best about their own health but themselves? So maybe he knows more than the doctor, than more than myself, but he's still my son.
Mr. Vice President, thank you so much. A pleasure always to talk with you.
It's always been my pleasure, and I thank you very much.